Well, we being recorded both on the video and on the tape recorder. Okay. Ann, are you there? Ann?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, and I got Eric.
Yes, sir.
And I also got John Arnold. John Arnold?
Yep.
Okay.
16.
So, Peter, we have, I believe we have six board members present in the room and online. We have Ann, Eric, and John are online. And we have Adam, Mike, and Peter's here.
Jim, do you see me?
Yep, Meredith, I see you too. Yep, okay. Let me see here. Yeah, I made you a panelist, that's right. I got you, Meredith. Sorry about that. I had, so I think we have six board members present. Mm-hmm. And Bill, are you there? Bill Rourke? Bill Rourke.
Okay.
Bill, are you here? Bill?
Yes.
Oh, good. Because I was going to call you on the phone. So that's,
all right.
That's better. It's better when you do this because you come through better.
All right, good.
Okay. Looks like everything's present. Quorum is present. The planning board meeting is on the road for November 16, 2005. Come forward. Board members. It wants to review the minutes of the meeting of October 19, 2020. In the minutes, we were at a meeting in October 16, 2020. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections?
This is Ann. I have two corrections, well, a couple of corrections to make. On page 2698 and 2299, there are references to Meredith saying something, but I think that was me. Unless Meredith, you have different revelation.
Thank you. No, I just really can't tell the two ladies' voices apart. I guess I've just known the guys longer or something, but I'm struggling. So I believe you.
No, I'm asking Meredith if her recollection was the same. No, I think you're Vivian. Okay. Yeah, we do sound alike. And then on page 2300, where about a third of the way down, it says that Ms. Purdue asked in what the is. Trisha, have you seen that line? It's the beginning of the paragraph. Ms. Purdue asked. Okay. That should read. Should read Ms. Purdue asked if Watley proposes a residential house. Okay. And then just about 8 lines up from the bottom, meeting again. Ms. Purdue asked whether it's hard to get the variance. I asked whether it's hard to rezone to residential.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
Anything else? If not, I have a motion.
Make a motion to approve.
A second, this is Ann.
Motion has been made. The motion is to a second. Ann? Motion has been made. Second. Any further discussion? Not too controversial. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? I heard two ayes and nothing else. Motion defeated.
Oh, no, aye.
Aye.
Well?
I can tell I say it. I don't know if you can hear it.
Okay. First item I have on the agenda for this evening is the Baker Subdivision. Mr. Rourke, any further updates on Mr. Baker?
Any updates? Since the last meeting, we've put some spot elevations on. We've done the adjoiners. We have, I think it was prior to the meeting, we adjusted the boundary line slightly. We wanted more fronted for a turnaround. That's about it.
And I also did give, I got some mapping to build so we could clarify the wetland delineation. So that's as per what we have on the record with DEC, or from the DEC mapper. And then I also gave him a soils map, and he put the soil types are now on the flat, as you see there. I think I copied you all on that soils map on the email.
Yes.
And then Mr. Martin, have we received all outstanding items for this submission?
Yes, I believe we have. That's per the checklist from the last review. And also, we have a properly noticed public hearing as well.
Very good. Then we will, as far as I'm concerned, go backwards. And we'll review the EAF. Part 1. Number 1 is proposed action only involving the state of adoption of the plan local law ordinance and the state local recommission responses. No, the proposed action required permit approval of funding from any other governmental agency. And responses yes, that's why it's here. And probably the start of the proposed action considered 59.8. Physical disturbance presently is 0. Vote leaving 59.8. All the lands that occur adjoining property are considered rural, residential, forest, and agricultural. Gord, any questions on part 1, 1 through 5? If not,
no.
6. The proposed action including use of the zoning regulation responses yes. Consistent with adopted comprehensive responses yes. Proposed action consistent with the predominant character of the existing building and natural landscape, the response is yes. Is the site of proposed action located in, or does it adjoin a state listed CEA? Response is no. Will the proposed action result in a substantial increase of traffic above the present level? Response is no. And are public transportation services available at or near the site of proposed action? Response is yes. Are any pedestrian accommodations or restrooms available? I'm here to say the proposed action response is no. Four questions on 5 through 8.
Oh.
No. The proposed action is exceeding state agency code requirements. Response is yes. The proposed action connect to an existing code require water supply. Response is no. Well, the proposed action connect to existing wastewater facilities, response is no, as individual septic system. Does the proposed action contain a substantial contiguous to a building at the local site of district, which is located in National Settlements to historic places, or may not be served by the pressure in the air across the park recreation and preservation, to be eligible for listing on a state register of historic places, response is no. Is the project site or any question located in adjacent to an area designated as sensitive for archaeological sites in the New York State Historic Preservation Office archaeological site inventory? Responses no. Does any portion of the site have proposed action and lands adjoining the proposed action contain wetlands and river water valleys regulated by federal, state, or local agencies? Response there is yes. And would the proposed action physically alter or encroaching to an existing wetland or water body? Responses no. Board, questions on? I'll lead through 13.
No.
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 Mr. Chairman, I'll provide you a copy of part two and three there.
Okay.
To go through the remainder of the assessment.
Have that type of turnout or like we've done with those site. It's indicated as forest, agricultural grasslands, and urban. Does it say that proposed action containing species of animal associated habitats listed by the state or federal government as threatened or endangered responses? No. Is the project site located in 100-year floodplain responses? No. Will proposed action create stormwater discharge either from plant or natural sources? Responses? No. Is the proposed action include protecting the area that would result in the impoundment of water and other liquids? Responses? No. Is the site of the proposed action on the drain property been located as an active or closed solid waste management facility? Responses? No. Is the site of the proposed action on the joint property with the subject of remediation of hazardous waste? Responses? No. Board, any questions on part one?
No.
No.
Oh.
I have just one question. I read somewhere that there was agricultural activity on this property or property within 500 feet, that there was supposed to be some kind of agricultural data assessment form.
I sent that out to you via email. You didn't get it?
No, I did not.
Okay, I sent an email message out that there is no agricultural assessment on this property. That's something that's done as a real property tax credit. The owner opted to not file for that, so there is no assessment done on this property.
Okay, I assumed there was some kind of assessment of the ground itself for agriculture.
No, it's an assessment. It's a form that's filled out it's a New York State Department of Taxation form. And it does have data on it about soil types and all that and agricultural activities, but it's in the interest of qualifying for the tax credit.
Okay.
So
thank you.
I pulled the records on it and there's nothing filed for this property.
Yeah, and I did get that earlier email. I didn't understand that was the connection.
Okay.
Okay, thanks much.
Yep.
Thank you. R2. Now who has the choices? No or small impact may occur, or moderate to large impact may occur, one or the other. One, the proposed action creates a material conflict with adopted land use plan or zoning regulations. Response is required.
No.
No.
Michelle.
Thank you.
Agreed.
The proposed action results in a change or the use intensity of the use of land.
No.
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 Will proposed actions impair the character or quality of existing community?
No.
No.
Will proposed action have an impact on the environmental characteristics that caused the establishment of the critical environmental area?
No.
No.
Will proposed action result in an adverse change in the existing level of traffic or affect existing infrastructure for mass transit, biking, or walkway?
No.
No.
Will the proposed action cause an increased use of energy and fails to incorporate reasonable available energy conservation or renewable energy opportunities?
No.
No.
Will the proposed action impact existing public or private water supplies?
No.
No.
Public or private wastewater treatment facilities?
No.
No.
Will proposed action impair the character or quality of important historic, archaeological, architectural, or aesthetic resources?
No.
Will proposed action result in an adverse change to natural resources such as wetlands, water bodies, groundwater, air, quality, flora, or fauna?
No.
No.
Will the proposed action result in an increase in the potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage problems?
No.
Will the proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources or human health?
No.
No.
No. Have I successfully completed part of the environmental assessment form for the Baker subdivision?
No.
So I have a motion for the final notice to be prepared.
This is Meredith. I'll make a motion for the final notice to be prepared. There's no negative impact on the environment.
I second that.
I have a motion for Meredith to declare a negative declaration to the motion. Do I have a second?
I second.
Second.
Sam.
Yeah, thank you. Motion then made and seconded. Any further discussion? If not, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Arnold?
Yes.
Mr. Bergman?
Yes.
Mr. Shaver?
Yes.
Ms. Perdue?
Yes.
Ms. Diaz?
Yes.
Mr. Shebel?
Yes.
Sherman?
Yes. Motion carries. And we should move speedily along. As was legally advertised, it is a public hearing.
Yeah, could I just clarify with Bill? Bill, did you put the signs out for the hearing?
Yes.
Okay, yes, I did. Thank you. Just want to get that on the record.
That's all. Yeah. Effective immediately, based upon notice and health violations from the federal, state, and local officials related to the COVID-19 virus, a public hearing on an application for four-lot subdivision, 21 Mile Road, Franklin Canyon Road, will be held Monday, November 16, 2020, at 7:05 p.m. teleconference. As permitted, the Mayor State Open Meeting Law Executive Order 202.1, said applicant is proposing to subdivide approximately 79.35 acres into four building lots. The lots are proposed to have access on Gansman Road and Mott Road. Due to public health and safety concerns, the public will not be permitted to attend in the remote location. The board members of the department head of staff will be situated or any other location. The public will be able to fully observe the video conference meeting and will be able to comment during the public hearing. Having said all of that, do you have anyone that would like to make a comment or statement concerning the Eric Baker subdivision?
I see no one indicated on our list here for the panelists or attendees, and we didn't get any written correspondence either on the record.
Board, any questions, comments, concerns?
I have a couple of each. So, comment-wise, it seems a lot to me that lot number one and lot number four turned out to be the exact same acres. I don't know that it makes a whole lot of difference. I don't know if somebody did that intentionally, but they're completely on either end of the subdivision, and one is 29.3 acres, and the other one is 29.3 acres, and I just found that kind of odd. So, with that in mind, that was just a humorous thing. Moving on from there, I'm a little concerned, and I just want somebody to clear up. We have some location on lot number one, which obviously there's not a lot we can do about it at this point. With the wetlands that are delineated now on this map, we have a location that we can actually get a driveway into that property if it is ever developed in the future. That's for you, Bill.
Yeah, there's plenty of room for a driveway between the wetlands and John Baker's property.
Okay, that's the answer. That's all I needed to know.
Okay.
The only other thing is you did notify every landowner within 500 feet of this, right?
Did I?
The town is responsible for that.
The town.
That wasn't even you, Bill.
Okay.
But did we notify as per the requirements under the ag district?
Yes. Kathy took the notices out.
That is the end of my questions.
Going back to your comment, John, you make a good point because I just did the math here among the four lots, and they don't add up to 83.686 acres.
Right?
It's 78.682 If I go by the lot, the total for each lot, or the lot total size for each lot, so we have a discrepancy of, let's see here, about 5 acres.
Well, I think what it probably is one of those two lots is 29.3 acres.
Oh, I think I know what it is. I think it's that. I think it's the lot that was previously subdivided out as a two-lot subdivision that's in the center of lot one.
Yeah.
I suspect that's where it is.
It's 5.8 acres.
Yeah, I think that might be what happened, is that the total reflects all that land area, not the one that was taken out for the previous two-lot subdivision.
I'll check that.
Give me one second.
Well, I just found it kind of odd that the two lots on either end end up exactly 29.3. So I just
very symmetrical.
Very good. I'll check that.
Anything else for it?
Actually, if you include that 5.18 acre, and you're in the up to 83.86 acres, so
you're in the neighborhood.
I think the total acres is fine. I just didn't know if maybe there was somebody had actually made a point to do it that way, or if somebody just made a mistake in marking it. So it doesn't really matter much. It's all well within the 5+ acres. So,
but we should have accurate numbers on there for filing with the county. So
yeah, of course.
Any further work? If not, what's your pleasure?
Make a motion to approve the Eric S. Bader subdivision.
Motion's been made to grant approval to the Eric Baker subdivision.
The only thing I would suggest is with the one condition that the lot acreage be confirmed per lot.
With the motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Second. Motion been made and second. Further discussion? If not, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Arnold?
Yes.
Mr. Bergman?
Yes.
Mr. Shaver?
Yes.
Ms. Perdue?
Yes.
Ms. Thais?
Yes.
Mr. Siebel?
Yes.
Chairman?
Aye. I have a whole bunch of motion carries. Board, is there anything further that you'd like to do? No, you can't.
So, make a motion, Mr. Chairman, I want to have all the Mylars.
Motion been made, Mr. Bergman, to have the chairman of the member of the planning board sign the bylaws when they are presented to the motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that one.
Motion been made, seconded. Any further discussion? That one, I don't know, Mr. Chairman, the question was in favor. Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Well, Mr. Rourke and Mr. Baker, we thank you. As Turnbull is always fair play, do you have any further questions of us?
No, I want to thank you very much.
Good night, Bill.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Next item I have on the agenda for this evening is Mr. Schmidt, site plan review. We have one of those.
Hey, Bill, it's Jim Marsh calling from the town of Merle, calling from the planning board meeting, and your item's on the agenda. I want to get your diet dialing into the meeting. Thanks. I
I just called the cell phone, a little message.
Jim, can I ask a question while we're waiting?
Sure.
I saw here with, from the zoning that he had to put some gravel and stuff down there. That hasn't been done yet. Is that something we need to have done?
Yes, that, well, that's the way this is supposed to work, I think, is these conditions are, because this is one of these rare applications where it's subject to two reviews, one by the zoning board, one by the planning board. Mm-hmm. I would suggest that you work that condition into your approval as well, and then we make sure it all coordinates.
Okay, so
we still technically have a pending application until it goes through your review.
District use the dimensional tables and
the updated definitions through that section. And that's the way I'll do it. As we work through every district in the code, I'll make sure that all the uses are defined and we have updated definitions. And these are all draft, obviously, for comment, but that's where I'm at. So hopefully by the end of this week.
Hey, Jim, it's Meredith. How would you like comments back if we have
them? Well, what I'm going to do, you weren't part of the last system when we did the comp plan. I'm going to propose to you, on this first go-around, you're going to get a track changes version of the suggested draft, and you'll also get a changes accepted version. So, because some people don't like they like to track the changes, but others don't like reading all that, you know, crossing out stuff. It's hard to read, so I provide both versions so you can see it, what changes were made, and what it looks like in a clean copy. And then what I would suggest you do is you can give me your comments back in several ways. You can either shoot me an email with just a note, you know, that says on page such and such, you know, I make this comment. You can write it in the margin and send it in to me, or you can track changes in your clean copy and type in your changes that way. However you feel most comfortable with it. And I'll get those changes or those suggestions for revision and comment. And I'll make those changes that come at depending on what you say. And that'll be in the next version. You'll get those changes. So that'll be that first section will be done because we'll have received all the comments from you as well as the zoning board and the town board are going to be afforded the same opportunity. And then I'll move on to the next set of sections and we'll do the same thing over again. And we'll just work our way through the code with that system until we get a complete draft cover to cover. All right? And obviously, just because we completed one set of sections doesn't mean that's your last opportunity to comment. You really can comment about any piece of it at any time, but the focus will be these sections as they're sent out. All right?
Jim, what is the status of the solar power law?
The solar power law, I understand the board had another work session on it. I think they're getting close. They've been very diligent about working through it. I'd say time frame wise, this is just my personal opinion based on what I've seen. I would think by January, February, they'll have a copy ready for public comment. They're really.
When will the planning board get to see it?
You'll see it at the same time. It's they've gone through it and got something they all agree upon. Meaning the five board members on the town board, they will send it out to the planning board for review and recommendation, and that's also be the version that's posted for public comment as well. So it should be roughly in that same time. And here's Bill Smith. Hello, Bill. This is Jim Martin. Good, I was coming with you. You're on the planning board agenda tonight. Okay. Well, if you're the board's here, ready to go through your application, so I can put you on speaker. Okay, hold on. Yeah, I have Bill Smith on.
What's the story?
Yeah, I'm here.
And that was that.
that's on me.
Well, it was a meeting, but I thought because it wasn't a Zoom meeting, I thought it was you were going to take the paperwork to the members, and then I was going to have a Zoom meeting at a later date, so it's not a big deal.
What's
that? I'm going to go out to the truck, plug my phone in so it doesn't go dead. Give me 2 minutes, okay?
Okay.
This is really not going to be a healthy evening.
I thought, Bill has been to these meetings before. I thought he was aware. Yeah, we're here.
Okay.
I'm sorry for springing this on you. I
okay. I looked at my email again, double checked it, and I said, "Well, it must be just a little to the school." So I was going to go with my notes, so just give me 1 second.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, good.
Can everybody hear him okay?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, so we got the plan out in front of us here, and we're just the board's just beginning their review.
Okay.
And as you saw, I did send around the special permit that you received from the zoning board, and the notice of decision went out to the board members, so they're aware of that. And I also did some staff notes, but I think I sent you a copy of as well.
Yes, you sent me a copy of those, and the zoning board, all that stuff.
Yep, okay. All right. Is there anything you wanted to add, Bill? Anything to introduce the application, or...
ensuing 2.5 years or whatever.
Did you hear that, Bill? Peter asked, what's your intent in the ensuing 2 years?
My intent?
Is it just going to be for automobile storage?
You know, that's all they're doing right now. It's not storage. It's basically their overflow. They have such an incredible business that it was hard to have cars parked in their, you know, and have customers being able to pull in and do their display of cars. So these are the wholesale cars that they either take in and trade in their high mileage and they wholesale them, and then they just get picked up. So what is their intention? I have to be honest with you, I'm not sure. Eventually, he said, down the road, he wants to pave it. They've just taken that corner and they're redoing some of that building for service work. So I'm not really sure what their intention is down the road.
Do we have anybody from Carriage Traders on the call?
No.
I think that would have been helpful to understand what the operation is. Well, I appreciate, Bill, your being on the call. I think that is great to have you, too.
No, I understand. Mike actually was involved with the zoning.
Yeah, he was on for the zoning board meeting, I remember.
And basically said, you know, I don't think he really, you know, for now, for wholesale, I'm not sure. You know,
that's kind of
what he wants to build a garage. Service work, I'm not sure what he wants to do.
Yeah, I would have liked to ask them very particularly, I guess, about what this operation is going to, you know, entail with even up to 100 vehicles that will be turned around, taken, you know, on and off the lot within a week and a week and a half time, using car haulers on Route 9. I mean, I would like to hear how that's going to work. I feel like I don't think that's something you're necessarily
overstating. The trailers that they use are basically for two and three cars at a time. They don't have these big car haulers. You know, maybe they have, to be honest, I don't know. But what he said was they're two or three going at a time. They're not these big tractor trailers that come in. And it's easier, to be honest with you, for a tractor, if there was a tractor trailer car holder going there, it's easier going there than it is to block traffic and try to pull into Carriage Traders where there's no room, no room to back out, no room to turn around. So it's actually safer where they're doing it now.
This is Meredith. I would like to see something like that because there isn't room right now for it. Car hauler to pull in there safely, and if they aren't from around here, they try to pull left, it's a nightmare. And with the cars up front and closed right now, there isn't a lot of room. And I've seen a car carrier pull in front of the old diner there and try to back in. So right now, the way the site plan sits, it still is difficult for a car carrier to pull in.
And we certainly do not want to stack up on Route 9 and have enough of those problems. Turn around is off the street.
So it sounds to me like, because Bill, it looks like, you know, there's 150 some spaces shown here on this plan. You know, I understand it's very packed in. I think it's 157, and I think there might even be actually more than that shown. But yet the limit from the zoning board, if you recall, is 100 cars.
That's correct.
So what I'm suggesting is, what I'm hearing so far is the board would like to see some sort of a, you know, I think internal to the site loading area. And so maybe there needs to be a little bit of a revision here that lowers the car storage down to the 100 that's limited by your special use permit from the zoning board. And then use that extra area to show how you might have a, you know, a loading and unloading area for the cars internal in the site.
Well, the loading and unloading is those spaces in, and we agreed upon 100 spots. Now, again, it's been functional like this for a year, and there's been no issues.
Okay, I think we need to be clear here. How is going to access the site and turn it around and be able to get back out? You got to put radiuses on that fine, whatever. You've got to demonstrate that you can do it. If we can't not have a bottleneck on our plan.
And if it's been going on for a year, then it shouldn't be any problem to show how it's been going on and put it on paper so it's easy for us to see how it's been happening. Jim, if you could just clear up one thing with me for the zoning thing. It would seem to me that, well, their determination was they determined that this was what for a special permit?
Hold on.
So the reason I'm asking is when I first saw this site plan, my first thought is this is warehousing within 300 feet of Route 9. So I'm assuming they gave a variance to the zoning against warehouses within 300 feet.
For the storage of 300 feet.
This came in as a special use permit as automobile sales.
But we're not selling any vehicles from here. Right?
Well,
where the tractor trailer is pulling in the front and where it immediately
No. It's just right now when I'm looking at this plan, I see two 10-foot wide access drives. One of them actually runs right up to a curb island on the edge of Route 9. All right, so I know that nobody's driving out that 10 feet over the curb island to get on Route 9. And then the other one is on the southern end of it. It goes straight back to the cars, but we all know that that's not how the trailers are coming in and loading and leaving. So I just want to see, I want to see turning radiuses. I just want to see that it's possible to do it. I'm sure it is. Like I said, I haven't heard that there's any problems, and I'm pretty sure the cars have been changing hands there. So I just want to see it on the map here so that we can say this is how it is.
I think the basic problem is, Bill, that Bill Rourke drew one thing here, and this site is actually operating in a different fashion, and the site plan doesn't reflect what, how the site operates.
And to be honest, if the zoning board approved 100 spaces, there should be 100 spaces on it, not 157.
Okay. Why did you try to go back to Bill Mark with the, they have to put 100 spaces in and then draw where the tractor trailers come in and out?
Yep.
I haven't been there because I didn't work, but you see, the whole way, even when I own a restaurant in Dry Cathy's was across the street, tractor trailers pulled in and out of there all day long, parking to go get something to eat.
Yep.
So it was never uncommon to have a tractor trailer in there, or UTW used to pull in there from the state and they would stop and eat. They're big trucks, and you know, so it's not a big deal to draw something to show where they, you know. But again, I can draw whatever you want me to draw. It doesn't mean that every driver is gonna enter or exit the way that it's drawn. But they've certainly been picking the cars up, if, you know, without any incidents before. But you know, I guess.
Are you still there, Bill?
Yeah,
I'm here. And this is Dan. I still would like to understand the kind of volume of traffic that this is going to generate with 100 vehicles. I don't have any vehicles around there presently or have been there before. But if there's going to be a turnaround of this lot every week or week and a half. In other words, a whole bunch of cars. I'm just trying to envision what that looks like. I don't know if that's what's been happening so far.
I didn't catch that last part.
Could you say that again, Ann?
Yeah. Okay. I'm still interested in knowing more about the logistics of the operation. How it is that there will be 100 vehicles that will turn over every week or week and a half. I don't know that that's what they've been doing to date. They may have had fewer vehicles or not turned them over as frequently. But that sounds like a, you know, an algebra question on an exam. How many tricks with a three-car hauler will it take to turn over the lot every week and a half?
Yeah, I turned over the lot kind of optimistic. I mean, I drive my exam all the time. Some of the vehicles are there for weeks on end, and some cycle. But it's often to frequent that you'll see like a one-ton dually or an F-550 with a ramp trailer with three or five vehicles, going in and out. It's almost common that you don't, so common that you don't see it. It's kind of to get used to. Pretty frequent that there's a car hauler in there, they're just not the tractor trailer type.
They haven't been the tractor trailer. They're using two or three car hauler. Well, like you said, an F-550 or. Because usually when the wholesalers, they're only buying two or three cars at a time and then they take them to the auction.
Bill, do you think it's possible to get Mike at the next meeting?
Yeah, I'm here.
it's a quirk of this particular code, Bill.
Well, this isn't the first time that this particular property has been in front of the planning board for a change of use approval.
No, I had sheds there. We had to have a tractor trailer to pull in the sheds. There were a long, two or three sheds on the back of a long truck. Drive in, put sheds out, and then drive out. So.
And we had that on the plan.
Yeah. Alright, so what I'm hearing is that we need a revised plan with the accurate vehicle storage area shown, both in terms of its location and number, and then an access plan for how trucks actually come in and out of the site, and have the representatives from Carriage Trainers here to address logistical questions.
Yeah, I mean, the access plan is basically just has to show that it can be done. That's it. I mean, it's not like you're going to be paving a road and putting lines on it or anything. You're just going to show us with radiuses how it can be done and where it can be done. Yeah, and I do think that the zoning board approved for 100 spaces. It should show 100 spaces.
I'm good with all that, and I have no problem doing that, to be honest with you. I will have to go to
cool.
Bill Park. It's 15 more than me with 100 spaces, and then where the tractor or the car hauler they pulled in, picked up, regardless of the direction, where, you know, where it's located.
Bill, if you want to come in and see me sometime between now and the next submission date, I'll be happy to go over it with you and we can mark one up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, because the next submission date, I believe, is December 7th. So that's that first Monday.
Okay, so it's going on.
Yeah, and then the next meeting is December 21st. Although we're kind of catching you off guard here, too. I should have told you the meeting was tonight.
No, it's all right. Everything's good.
Bill, this is Ann. The lot to the north of the parking area, that's your property, right?
That's the middle.
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Should find out what we're actually looking
okay.
at.
Okay.
Forward and schedule anything else.
Understood.
And Jim, you were at the zoning board meetings. Did they have a public hearing?
Yes, they did.
Did any of the neighbors, particularly the backyard residents, have any comment?
Nope. We did not get any comments. But I do think they took some proactive measures with the prohibition against signing and any lighting to keep the impacts down. And the 100 car limit.
And then parking zone,
Go ahead, Ian.
The parking goes right up against the rear lot line. There's a chain link fence. But I was curious as to whether or not the residents, if they understood that's the way it was going to look, would have some concerns about the proximity of the vehicle.
Well, we'll try and get some buffer in there when we have the plan redrawn.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I know where you're going with it. Myself, I got to say, it is commercial zone there, but it's not unrealistic for us to ask a commercial applicant to do something to mitigate any kind of conflict between their property and the residences in the back. So,
and there may be some conflict as well on the properties themselves.
Yeah, so I mean, it might not be out of the question to ask them to put some kind of privacy fencing along that, just to try and do a little bit of something to buffer the. I'm not going to say it's a conflict, but basically buffer the interaction between the commercial and the residential in that situation.
I agree with that, Joe.
I think we also need to determine just where the boundary line is for the zone. Is that a C1, C2, or
right.
Does it extend another 300 feet or something? Because we have a commercial adjoining residential, a buffer is required. But if it's commercial adjoining commercial, then there isn't a requirement.
Correct. Yep. So can we get that on the map?
Yes.
Thank you.
You still there, Bill?
I'm here.
Okay. All right, anything else?
Motion to John, do I have a second? seconded to waive the requirement for preliminary and final approval being a separate meeting for the Baker subdivision. Any further discussion? If not, call the roll, please.
Mr. Arnold?
Yes.
Mr. Bergman?
Yes.
Mr. Shaker?
Yes.
Ms. Perdue?
Yes.
Ms. Matias?
Yes.
Mr. Siebel?
Yes.
Chairman?
Aye. Motion carries. Laura, is there anything further you'd like to do? I grant final approval.
You need a motion for final approval?
Yeah, approved, yes.
Make a motion to grant final approval for the Eric Baker subdivision.
Motion has been made to grant final approval for the Eric Baker subdivision. Can the motion go ahead and second?
Second.
Don't we have to subject it to the confirmation of acreage?
It's conditioned on that.
Yeah.
I have that down as a condition of the approval.
Okay.
Motion's been made and seconded. Mike, you got it. Any further discussion?
Do we have a second on that, Peter?
By Mike. Yeah.
Yeah, Mike Shaver.
All right, so here's my question, and I know this is going to muddy the waters, but don't we already have a final approval on this?
We have an approval. We never classified it as a final approval. So we'll have to.
Okay, I wanted to make sure that, because I thought maybe we already did a final approval. Maybe we need to go back to a preliminary to go along with our waiving the 30-day waiting period. But if we already have an approval that counts as our preliminary, then this is our final.
That will happen because we can't go back.
Okay.
We can't approve something before we have the ability to approve.
So okay.
It's one of those things.
Yep.
Any further discussion?
Nope.
If not, go roll, please.
Mr. Arnold?
Sure.
Mr. Bergman?
Yes.
Mr. Shaver?
Yes.
Ms. Perdue?
Yes.
Mrs. Matias?
Yes.
Mr. Siebel?
Yes.
Chairman?
Aye. I have a motion carried. Four, thank you.
Thank you.
Now with that, I don't think I have anything else except to appreciate you and the families of Agnes and Holiday, and no matter what, watch out for the virus now.
You as well.
Yep. Thank you, Peter.
Do I have some other motion?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Motion's been made. To the motion,
okay.
Sorry.
Mayor, second.
Mayor, motion made and seconded. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Board, thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
It won't be long. We'll be saying Merry Christmas. Huh?
Meet you.
Yes.
Nobody do you get off.